Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon, and this is TechNori live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Joining me in studio, Rich Santo, founder of Culture Studio. Welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you having me.
Of course. And so without further ado, I'd like to start the show just right off the bat. What is Culture Studio? And then we'll start breaking stuff down from there.
Yeah, absolutely. So Culture Studio is a decorated merchandise company, probably a little bit different than your average, as we're completely powered by technology at Culture Studio. So we run a 50,000 square foot factory here in Chicago, and we work with lots of music artists, lots of big bands, and local companies, all the way up to some big corporate deals that we have, where we make lots of corporate merchandise and so forth. But to put it simply, we make merchandise, both retail and tour, so stuff that you would see out at a concert, as well as big box retailers like Zumiez, Kohl's, and Spencer's, and so forth.
Cool. So, I mean, with that said, I think we have to, pour one out for Tom Petty today. I mean, I feel like a little something for the man there.
Yeah, I mean, it's horrible to say, but, when an artist passes, that's when the money starts to be made.
I was going to say, that's why I didn't want to say it in, outright, but, it's totally true. I mean, look at almost all of the major artists that are, the famous artists that, or infamous artists. It's when they pass on that the families that were like, man, you used to piss through all of our money. Now we have some money coming in.
I mean, we'll be gearing up for that. Huge.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, yeah. I don't wish that, but.
No. Yeah. You know what? I'm like the Undertaker. I don't want it to happen, but I know when it does happen, just
capitalize.
Don't lose my card. That's all I'm saying. Leave it in your coat pocket. So when you pass out, someone can find it. We're not grim here. It's just we try to keep it a little bit light. Mm-hmm. So you've worked with a lot of bands. I mean, Fleetwood Mac, Pearl Jam, Justin Timberlake, Bruce Springsteen, Stevie Wonder. What is the crux of your business? How did you get into this business?
So I got into this business really because we solved a problem for ourselves in around 2008. We had a brand of our own. And the biggest problem was manufacturing products in the United States, like the whole concept of merchandise manufacturing here or decorating here in the U.S. pretty much non-existent.
Yeah. So if you didn't go to China, it was basically like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, or you're paying, just way more.
Yeah.
So our whole concept was, let's bring innovation, let's bring technology, let's keep some really old school values, and we're going to build methodologies and software that can power big factories like what we have, to be able to compete with those markets and be an American manufacturer.
So give me an idea of some of the merchandise and stuff that you're making.
So we're making everything from t-shirts and hoodies and hats, all the way down to, phone cases and backpacks and you name it.
Yeah.
We can make it. Of course, some of the products are sourced all over the place, but a great deal of them are made here in Chicago. To give you a number,
that's awesome.
We do approximately 48,000 impressions a day out of the building, all powered by our technology.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, they skip by, human error exists, but if we didn't have that, it would be impossible to make that happen.
That's very cool. I mean, I think it's one of those things I don't think most people, it's weird. Manufacturing in Illinois was the thing, for the longest time, and then it sort of left, and there's obviously Elk Grove and some places that are still big hubs for manufacturing, but the Chicago manufacturing scene really took kind of a dive, and now you're seeing M Hub, and we're actually, ironically enough, this podcast is being recorded in October. We're hosting a Maker Movement event at the end of this month. Our TechNori Showcase is actually going to be the Maker event featuring Inventables. So working with M Hub, Inventables, Lost Arts with Charles Adler, the former Kickstarter co-founder, a bunch of folks trying to find all the DIY kind of people out there that want to create cool stuff, but would not know how to do it. And so one of the things that we'll talk about in that showcase, and I'd like to talk about here, is just the fact that Chicago is growing back, maybe not the way it was a manufacturing hub in the past, but it's coming back in the form of this micro manufacturing sort of hub. And I wouldn't qualify you as a micro manufacturer per se, but you're certainly not insane volume. At least it doesn't sound like. But it's interesting because I think there's room for more people like you to start businesses just like Culture Studio, here in Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very exciting right now to be in the manufacturing space. I mean, all the other ones that you look at. I mean, healthcare, photo sharing. I mean, there's just so much technology yeah. has been applied. And then you look at the decorating space and you look at the manufacturing space. So we're next door to a peanut manufacturer. And, you know, to see the way that they work today, and for us and our technology, a widget really is a widget. It doesn't matter if it's a t-shirt or if it's a peanut. So just to see that the way that they work today, and then seeing the way that we're applying technology, and we've only scratched the surface.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so much opportunity. Robotics are coming down, you know, into every single industry, and building technology that can talk as a system, a united system.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy to see how we accept purchase
orders.
Well,
I think that's another reason why Chicago's kind of reinvigorating its manufacturing focus, because if you look at it, like when manufacturing left, those of us my age, I'm 33, we're leaving college and would be thinking like manufacturing. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Like you just get this like kind of dingy, dark place where people are like brushing, you know, little shrapnel of nickel all over the floor. It's like, that doesn't sound, I don't know why I was doing nickel, but like at any rate, so some reason my foolish plant manager was using nickel. At any rate, it was, you know, it's just a time and a place that just didn't seem fun.
Mm-hmm.
And now, With the crazy tech boom that's here in Chicago, we are at the forefront of creating these robotics. We're at the forefront of creating these IoT opportunities. So mm-hmm. when you look at it, it really is not your dad's manufacturing plant. These are amazing design that's being put in place. These are amazing softwares that enable you to essentially, with like an easel, create whatever the hell you want and then put it in production. And you see these robots flying all over the place and drone stack and stuff. It's going to be a pretty cool world that we're walking into.
Yeah, I mean, it's becoming a lot more sexy.
Absolutely.
Whereas everything was done by hand. You know, example, cleaning screens. It was just the dirtiest job ever.
I can just imagine now, like the IMA president, Greg Bays, is bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
It's like whole old white-haired dude standing there. He's bringing sexy back to manufacturing.
Yep.
So I want to ask you on the music front, what is it about your business? I mean, it's obvious you can see the market for it, right? I mean, there's music, but what brought you to music versus, say, like you mentioned, you do some corporate swag and things like that. What brought you to music first above all these other things?
Well, I mean, we've been blessed to work with some of the biggest license holders in the world. And, you know, they've entrusted some of the most credible brands in us. So, you know, I think as we set out to be the best, and, you know, that's what you do. You say, you know, I want to get the...
I shoot for third, actually.
I want to go be the best. So that's where our focus first went.
Yeah.
You know, like who is going to make 100,000 units and sell them all in a weekend? And that's going to be a musician. That's going to be a music artist is going to do that. So we pointed there. And then we could take some of the credibility that we learn on both sides. You know, we make these really innovative products for, you know, a tech company, and then we bring that into the music space. And then we make something great for one of the artists, and then we bring that over.
What was your background? It's funny because I'm listening to you, and it just reminds me of this guy, Andre Janis, who is the founder of Christo, which is they made the Technori Legends Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember sitting down with him, and he literally had the same sort of eye of the tiger that you have when you sit there, where it's like, I'm like, what? I got to ask, what got you to a point where you're making like crystal trophies? Because that just doesn't like make any sense to me. You know, he's like, I saw this opportunity. I knew these contexts. I knew there was something missing. We picked out an area in a market that needed it. We saw this big gap, and I just started building these things. And I went and spent a bunch of time overseas to make sure that they were produced right. And he just had the whole thing like, you know, built out in his head. I'm like, you just picked it in the dark.
Yeah.
And it worked. It did amazing work.
Well, so my background is in design. My grandfather actually had a shop a lot like ours, very, very similar. So we kind of grew up, you know, hide and go seek inside a factory, kind of like ours today. But
no nickel strap.
No nickel strap, just t-shirts all over the floor. Nice. Yeah. But, you know, I think it's apparel media, if you want to call it, or what you wear. You know, just truly speaks of who you are.
That is,
you know,
a new hashtag we're going with, apparel media.
Yeah. You know, like whatever you're wearing, I mean, you're making a significant statement, especially if it's a shirt with Tom Petty's face on it or something, you know. So I think that's what we started to like. We like the creative side. We like to be able to make that connection from an artist or a brand with apparel. And, you know, in the tech space, I mean, you couldn't pry tech logo hoodie off of the founder. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like the biggest thing.
I need to get back to wearing my Tech Nori t-shirts.
Your Tech Nori t-shirts, what the hell's going on here?
Well, yeah. I got poured on this morning. I was doing pictures for this 50 on fire thing, and like I walked outside, turned right, and just got drenched.
Yep.
So I luckily had this shirt sitting in there, but I should be wearing I should have more Tech Nori t-shirts.
Yep.
I know a guy.
Yep.
I know a guy who knows how to do this. So I want to ask you one more question before we roll out here, and that is more on the business tactic side. It's not easy for any entrepreneur to jumpstart a business. And I think it's helpful that you have kind of a legacy there. I mean, I feel like, you know, on my side, one of the things that I felt was most challenging for getting started with this show and everything else that we've done is that I'm the first, like no one in my family is in a microphone or on a stage or anything even remotely close to that. Mm-hmm. So I had no real place to be like, what the hell am I doing? You know, and in some regards it was helpful, but in other regards I didn't know the protocols and things. So you had the benefit of having a relative who you kind of grew up in that space, so you knew, you could know if you were sliding off, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
But beyond that, the school does not teach you how to reach out and reach out to Fleetwood Mac's people and reach out to Justin Timberlake's people and say, I'm the guy to create this for you, let me do it. Give me this. How did you pull these major clients in right off the bat? How did you execute?
I mean, I would say, you know, first and foremost, just pure perseverance. You know, I mean, we have a team of just purely a bunch of grit,
yeah,
and a ton of tenacity on our team. But I think what really makes us reach for the stars is that we set these crazy, audacious goals. And you know, with the software, you know, we're planning to completely change the way that the entire, not Culture Studio, but the entire industry operates in a whole. You know, it's completely unjointed. Everybody's scanning and emailing and scanning and emailing. So, you know, I think as we look out to the future, we're not going to say, oh, you know what, we're going to just be the best at something. We're going to significantly change the way the entire industry does business. And we're willing to give it all up. We're willing to give all the years, all the studies, all the, you know, the footprint studies, all the tech build, everything in order to push that industry that way. And if that means that we give away our secret sauce, or if that means that we help every competitor across the board, that's fine. And I think that's, you know, taking that position is different. No secrets, help the entire industry. And that has seemed to build credibility in us.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. This is totally off topic, and it's just like a random anecdote for whoever's listening to this. You know, we find ourselves in that position. I find myself in this position all the time where you look at, like, we literally create content not dissimilar from you. That's why I love the hashtag you just created in apparel media.
Yeah.
Like, you're listening to this and you're sharing this on your social media is no different than you putting on your t-shirt and walking down and like, this is the kind of stuff that I listen to. This is who I am. Yep. And so there's an inherent piece on both sides to be like, I hope someone doesn't knock off my shirt. I hope mm-hmm. someone doesn't knock off this show, but they're gonna. And every single time, and it's amazing advice. I got it from speaking of interesting shows, Tom, why am I blanking out of his name? Tom Sosnoff, not Tom Gimbel. He's on the show all the time. I like Tom Gimbel, but Tom Sosnoff from Tasty Trade. Mm-hmm. He was actually a keynote at one of our events. And he said, when he was doing Tasty Trade, he said, I did research. I'm not stupid. I did all the stuff I need to do. Once it got time to execute, I stopped looking around because mm-hmm. I didn't care.
Yep.
I was focused on what I was going to do, and I was going to do that. And so when I look back at what you just said, it just hits me in my face. It's like the times that we have found ourselves as a team in not the greatest spot is when we get caught up watching other people knock our stuff off. And yeah, we have less numbers of attendees or show listens or whatever from week to week based on somebody else doing it. Long run, though.
Yeah.
Is that person, did they copy you, or are they a trendsetter? Because if they're a trendsetter, they're there forever because they're going to keep setting the bar again.
Yep.
If they're a copier, at some point they're going to run into your back end and that's going to be the end of that.
Yeah.
And you know, I think it's a great tip that you just left everyone, and I'm just kind of recircling it up. But for all of you entrepreneurs out there, if you're a copier, go to hell. If you're not, if you're a trendsetter, do not worry when stuff seems like you're not the first person to think of it. You're the first person to execute it properly.
Yeah, I don't think you can fake authenticity.
You know, no.
That's the only, you can copy everything, but you can't copy authentic. It would be unauthentic.
Yeah. Well, they do in Chinatown.
Yeah.
The Chinatown's got, I'm telling you, man, that Rolex. Yeah. Of course, it does stop ticking and then it starts making a weird cranking sound of like four hours later. But
they got good food.
They have them, the dumplings, dude. Yeah. Oh, steamed dumplings all day. This has been very fascinating. I had no doubt this is going to be a good episode. Where do people, where do businesses, where does anyone go to get in touch and learn more about working with you?
Yeah, culturestudio.net, CulturestudioDIO.net.
Another founder who knows how to spell his own business's name. You'd be surprised.
Oh,
no, it's like, next week we'll be live streaming the show, and so you could actually be like, literally. No, you'd be surprised how many founders come in here like, see, it's like ESPN spelling bee, like, you're out.
Yeah.
At any rate, Rich, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you.
This
Appreciate
was great.
It.
Absolutely. You can catch this episode and more at technori.com. Download the podcast on iTunes. Stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.